There's a drug problem happening in a place that doesn't need any more problems. The place is Syria. The drug is called Captagon. It's known as a superamphetamine. It's being pushed by a violent cartel that spans the Middle East, and the Paris gunmen are believed to have taken it before their attack. Shavala Madlena is a reporter at Foreign Policy who's looked into this superamphetamine.
Captagon is an amphetamine that was invented by A.G. Degussa in the 1960s and the big German pharmaceutical giant. And it was around until about 1984 when the World Health Organization, as well as the FDA, began to look at it and evaluate it as more addictive and harmful than good. It was originally supposed to treat everything from attention deficit disorder. It was used as a dietine aid in some cases. And it was just eventually one of those amphetamines that kind of just fell away.
As an amphetamine, what kind of effect does it give the user that might be different from any other amphetamine?
I've seen everything from it being reported as keeping people calm to making them crazed. It's an amphetamine. It keeps you awake. And then when you stay awake for a long period of time, you are massively susceptible to sleep deprivation psychosis and all the concomitant medical issues that come along with not sleeping and being on a powerful stimulant and psychotropic drug.
You visited an illegal drug factory in Beirut where they're making Captagon. Tell us about that.
It's in one of those kind of like garage/storage units. It's this quite small makeshift area, and all the guys running it look, you know, under 30. They've got tattoos. There's boxes of precursor chemicals, stuff like quinine, caffeine. There's liquids and powder forms of these different chemicals. And when we ask them about what are you actually making here, they call it Captagon, but it's not actually the old form of Captagon that was made by pharmaceutical companies. It's a combination of these things. So it could be different in every batch. And as they were putting it into the pill press, they kind of told us, everybody has their own special recipe. Everybody has their own special flavors they put in. Just like shisha, you have apple shisha, you have mint shisha, you have strawberry shisha.
Water pipe tobacco.
Exactly.
Turkey just seized 11 million pills of Captagon coming in from Syria, so there's a lot of interest in it in a lot of parts. But who's using it in the Mideast?
Apparently regular Syrians were using it. It was just one of many drugs that were out there. This is before the war. And you'd see occasionally you'd hear about people using it in Jordan, but mostly it was Saudi Arabia.
Why there?
The explanation that was given to me was that because alcohol is such a taboo and heroin is such a taboo, and they're both not really conducive to being functional, amphetamines are much cheaper and much more appealing and much easier to integrate into your daily life. And there's less stigma around something that was once a prescription pill. Apparently, housewives use it to lose weight. Students use it to study, just like you see with Adderall in America. Truck drivers use it to stay awake, also just like you see with various stimulants all over the world. And people in the army are apparently a huge market. And we interviewed a former addict who went by the nickname Ahmed. He was a former soldier, and he ended up taking Captagon, which ended up for him being a gateway drug into other things. But he said it was rife in his community, which is a kind of lower socioeconomic, less educated, lots of guys working in the army or in law enforcement.
There are reports from French media that there's increasing evidence that the Paris attackers had been in possession of Captagon and may have even been high on it during the attacks. Would that surprise you, and why would they take it prior to an attack?
It doesn't surprise me. From speaking with former Syrian fighters, this pill is rife on the battlefield there, and areas where we know that former criminal syndicates had factories and supply lines smuggling pills out before the war and during the war are now controlled by ISIS. It's hard to imagine that this drug that's so prevalent on the battlefield in Syria and in places where ISIS now controls it is not being used by, you know, hundreds and hundreds of fighters. It's cheap. It's readily available. It doesn't surprise me.
Filmmaker and journalist Shavala Madlena, her article Syria's Speed Freaks, Jihad Junkies, and Captagon Cartels is at foreignpolicy.com. Shavala, thank you very much.
Thanks.